But first, recently, there have been several news reports on the dangers that young people can face when they get onto the internet. For example, there's some content that young people shouldn't be allowed to access in the first place. But how can a computer actually know the age of the person who's using it? Well, at the moment, it can't. But that could be all about to change.
I'm Kate Smith-Miles. I'm head of the School of Engineering and IT at Deakin University in Australia. We've been looking at trying to get computers to be able to guess a person's age based on their face. This is a part of machine intelligence, and there are lots of obvious applications.
Is it very difficult to do that, Kate? Because I would have thought that it's relatively easy just to build a big database of what faces look like at different ages and then compare them.
It is. The typical approach that others have taken is to have a database of faces with where you know their ages and say, here's a face, this is the answer, here's another face, this is the answer, and get a computer model to learn the relationships. We've taken a slightly different approach, and I think it's the reason that we're getting better performance than the existing methods. So we're taking photos of people at different ages in their life, and we're getting the computer to learn what happens to the mathematical properties of the face over time.
But surely that's rather difficult, because you've got to do a lifetime of tracking of an individual to see how they're going to change over, say, 70 years, aren't you? So how do you squash 70 years into the few years that you've actually been working on this?
Well, we're very lucky that there are some existing databases of about 600 people with maybe 5 photos each throughout their life. So we've got about 3,000 faces. So we're able to learn for a particular person what happens to the facial features over time.
So how does the program actually get to grips with a face? How does it take a face apart and work out what bits are what and how age affects those different bits of the face?
Yeah. Well, first of all, we're working with face images that are tightly cropped. So we're not looking at hair or ears or anything like that, just the actual face region. We then have a sort of semi-manual process identifying landmark features around the face, so the corners of the eyes and the tip of the nose and the bottom of the chin. We've got 68 points around the face that we landmark. And then that, of course, is a series of numbers. And then tell the computer, here are the set of numbers for a certain face and this is how old the person is, and we get a mathematical model to learn the relationship between those inputs and the output.
So in other words, how those different landmarks change relative to each other and relative to each other over time.
Yes.
To then map out what changes. How would you see this being used? What sorts of applications would it have in say, the workplace and on the internet?
Well, one of the things that's attracting most attention at the moment with our work is the applications in protecting children from adult material on the internet. For instance, I've got a 5-year-old daughter. I walked into the study one day as she was spinning around and asking me what our password was for an online dating agency. And I thought, how did she get to that? And I hit the back button on Google, and she'd gone into Google and she typed, I want a friend. And up had popped a whole series of adult-related sites. Now, the webcam was on. It would have been great if we had some software on the computer that had have recognised that she's just a child, and when a child says, I want a friend, they mean a completely different thing to when an adult says it. So that's one application we're having a lot of conversations at the moment with ISPs. In Australia, there's been some new legislation that was introduced last month that requires ISPs to be able to verify the age of a computer user prior to making access available of adult material. And at the moment, the way they do it is just with a pop-up question. Are you over 18? So I think there's a lot of applications of improved technology in helping to protect children from these sorts of things. And then, of course, the applications with, you know, vending machines for cigarettes and things like that.
Well, you very kindly analysed some of the photos of us from the Naked Scientists. I've actually got them in a sealed envelope, so I haven't seen these. So I'm going to have a look and see what you found when you looked at our mugshots that we sent to you.
I hope we haven't insulted anybody.
Well, let's find out. OK, so you reckoned for Ben, 27, so that's not far off. Chris, that's me, 30. Now, that's good because I'm actually 33, so you thought I was a little bit younger. Dave, 35. Now, Dave's actually in his late 20s, so...
Really?
How do you explain the fact that Dave has been aged by so many years? You know, he's gained 18% more years than he really has, I think.
I'm not sure. I'm looking at the photo now myself. Compared to the 3,000 facial images that the computer model has been trained on, there's something in his face that he has some similarity with a 35-year-old. But I don't know, maybe he didn't get much sleep the night before. I'm really not sure. We don't want to insult anybody.
Well, you can be my best friend because you actually thought I was younger than I am, so thank you very much for that.
But you must get that a lot. You must get people telling you that you look younger.
I do, actually. And it's really interesting that I think we know why is that. Why do people think I look younger than I am? Do you have any insights into why some people actually do look their age and others don't?
No, I don't. I mean, obviously, humans have the advantage of looking at hair and body build and gesture and other things, and voice as well. This computer was just looking at the face region alone, but I wouldn't be at all surprised if you're constantly hearing that you look younger than you are. And I don't know why. Is it skin tone? You know, there's a lot of things that our computer algorithm's not considering as well. Humans, I should say, have a really hard time with this task. We rely very heavily on those additional factors. If you ask a human, if you give them a tightly cropped facial image and ask them to estimate how old somebody is, they're not very good at it. In fact, our algorithm is better than the human subjects we tested. So we can predict the age with our computer algorithm to within about 4 years for adults and 1 year for children. And humans, the error is usually more like 6 years for adults.
So how long will it be before I can buy this and have this installed on my computer to stop my daughter finding a friend that she shouldn't find online?
I'd say we're a couple of years off having a commercial product. There's a number of challenges that we still face. First of which is, of course, even identifying where the face is in the webcam shot. And then there's the landmarking process. Identifying all the facial features is a semi-automated process, but we need to fully automate that. So there's a number of challenges that we're working towards at the moment.
I particularly like the way Dave turned out to be age 35.
He does look a little... I think it's the beard, actually, that gives it
away. Dave hasn't got a beard.
Well, he's a bit beardy.
Do you think it's the stubble?
Yeah. You're a baby face anyway.
You're very polite. Well, anyway, that was Kate Smith-Miles. She's at Australia's Deakin University, and she's been developing this system to enable a computer to work out what age a user is just based on their mugshot.
Laying the facts bare, the Naked Scientists.
You are listening to The Naked Scientists with Dr. Chris and Dr. Kat. Coming up later, we're going to be talking about how to recover data off your computer if it's done a complete whoopsie and has vanished with all your data. And also, we're going to be looking at science in Second Life. Some of us have enough problems with one life, but some people are trying to do science and scientific experiments in the virtual world, so that will be coming up later.